get it going.
Well, it's the big show.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time.
Y'all niggas about to feel this.
Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us,
alright? Oh, this is Stephen Barbara, your host of the Gangster Fantasy Football Podcast. With me, as always, my co-anchor, Nikki G, is in the building.
Yo, yo.
What it do, cuz?
Same old, chilling.
Back in the studio, one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, right. Back to football now.
Big show.
Big show time. Back at it.
Back at it.
Right.
Like a motherfucking crack addict. That's a joke.
Love it.
I don't do crack anymore.
Not anymore, huh?
Or any less.
Heyo!
All right, yeah. No, football.
Football, back to football.
Back to football. I'm excited. This is great.
Right.
We got a great Thursday night match there last night.
Yep.
It was a shocker, honestly.
I was excited. It was exciting.
It was a good game.
Started a little slow, but
I mean, for sure.
It had all the makings of a great game. And everybody loves to hate Brady, so it was perfect.
I know. Shocking, really, is I'm almost speechless. Alex Smith,
definitely.
I joked about it last episode. I was like, you start Smith, and you were contemplating it as I was like laughing to myself. And look, he probably shot at QB1 this week.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's some other quarterbacks out there that'll put up bigger numbers than that.
I mean,
I like just throw a name out there.
Let's hear.
Dak?
You think he's going to put up more than 31?
31? Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure that's what Smith put up.
I thought he only had like 28 or something. That's pretty big, right?
Four TDs alone is what, 24? Or no, he's a quarterback. 16 plus what, 350 yards or something? There's another 12, 13, 14. Yeah, he had to have 30.
Shit dang.
I know, that's up there. And Hunt might be RB1.
Yeah, right? That was, and you know, we definitely took the over on that game.
And yeah, we said we're excited about that line.
What I noticed is that it seemed like they're just back to old Chiefs football when they had Jamal Charles.
Old Chiefs football.
Smash mouth, run the ball.
Running
backs in there until he needs a spell.
We'll see what they can manage to do. See what Alex Smith can manage.
Looked like Kelce might have take the back seat there.
Yeah.
Especially if he
can't cool out. Yeah, he's
got
to get his attitude under control. That's for sure. But he wasn't needed.
He still had 6 points.
Right.
If that's my low end, I'll take 6 points.
That's all right for a tight end.
I can't ever figure the tight end out.
I know. You struggle. Anyway, so that's that. New England, basically everybody but Gillislee was a disappointment.
Plus everybody's injured.
Everybody's injured,
except
yeah.
Except for
Amendola
Brady.
Went down. We called
what's
that.
He, what did he go out with?
I think that same thing.
So that's at least a week then.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he'll for sure at least miss that 1 week with concussion protocol or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, they looked like shit. They kept getting, they've got the Patriots number. They had the Patriots number, which was kind of funny because except in the playoffs, usually Patriots win that game.
For sure.
I mean, and in the playoffs. That's what I meant to say. Chiefs never just get it done. I mean, Alex Smith managed the hell out of that game.
I'm just speechless. I didn't see it happening that way. I don't think anybody really did.
It just kind of goes to show until football really happens, you never know.
I don't know what to do with your Patriots if you're a Brandon Cooks owner, Tom Brady owner. Think they bounce back next week?
depends on who they play.
I suppose that's
eventually they'll
know.
Play the Bills. Eventually they'll play the Bills. Eventually they'll play Miami, and they'll light them up. So
that's true.
They'll bounce back.
That's true.
I mean, Gronk just needs to step it up
Gronk?
A little bit.
He
needs
can't
to step
be
it
happy
up a
about
bit.
That. But that's what they said. The Chiefs were just like tackling their receivers down the field, so
just fucking them up. So
I suppose
that's why Gillis Lee got all the fuck points.
Yeah. Wow. So that's your surprise of the week.
Yeah, it was an entertaining game. It had the.
What about Tyreek Hill? He's gonna be fine.
Oh yeah, just slight cramps.
Slight cramps.
Slight cramps. Nothing to even write about.
That's what I'd say too.
I guess we'll see.
I guess we will. Does it?
Slight cramps in the hamstring.
Right. I think I said he was either 5 or 20 points, and he was like at 18? 5, and then he went right up to 20. Like that's what he does. He has like that one big play.
Yeah.
That he's just going to blow.
I was just waiting. Like you said, I was sitting watching and waiting for it to happen.
I was doing the same thing.
It was fun. It was exciting.
Yeah,
that was
a great
it.
Thursday game. That would probably be the best Thursday game all year.
Right? That's how I feel about last year. The first game was the best.
Yeah, that was the Super Bowl rematch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, next week we got Texans, Bengals. Woo!
Yeah.
So we got over there. On to the next game.
Yeah, let's get it going.
Jets-Bills.
Jets-Bills? Did I say that?
That's what I got.
Falcons-Bears?
We can talk about that.
Falcons-Bears is what I got first. I don't know. I guess if I told you that, I must have believed it.
I don't look at the same thing you do, so. Falcons-Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's down on Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I guess I can't disagree with that. It did seem like a bit of a freak season there, but I think he's still.
He gets two touchdowns?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I can see two touchdowns, 200 yards. So what's that? 16 points. Maybe 250 and a pick. Keep him right at that, like, 15-point level.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. I don't know.
I think Devontae Freeman.
I think he has the points.
Yeah. Yeah, probably has more points there. And
I feel like until this game happens, you know, you don't really know. But
I'm not.
Can you play Coleman as a flex?
I just based on last year, I think you can. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen this year? What they're gonna look like? I wouldn't be super excited about it because we just don't know. But don't you assume they'll probably use him in somewhat the same way, and he'll get a decent amount of touches and
steal a fucking third and goal. Or
yeah,
something.
You just hope that he gets in for one. But yeah, I can see him getting you 10 points or something.
Julio Jones must play.
I'm a little down on Julio Jones compared to what everybody else thinks. I don't know. I just don't.
If Matt Ryan's down, that's got to be Julio Jones is down.
Yeah.
Bears, how about what? Jordan Howard, anybody
Jordan
else?
Jordan Howard's a major, major start. Boy, I don't even, yeah, I don't know what else to do there. No. Kendall Wright, maybe. For a receiver, but
Kevin
White, I guess, is the other guy on the Bears that's supposed to be good, but I feel like either of those would have to be a pretty deep, like, stretching because you're out a receiver.
It's the Bears.
Yeah, you're out like a Landry or something with that Miami game and didn't have any second option.
Yeah, that would hurt. I think the Falcons win this game.
Yes.
It's at Chicago.
Keep an eye on Taylor Gabriel for the Falcons. You remember he was kind of Tyreek Hill-esque, making
I know they got
crazy
some new,
shit
but
happen.
Gabriel's there.
He's
specialist.
Just that little, yeah. And he, like, every time he touches the ball, something can happen. Yeah. So, yeah, somebody keep an
I
eye
do
on.
Remember that. Somebody,
but, yeah. Also, somebody that's hard to start, like, harder than Tyreek Hill on the high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like anybody but the kind of the obvious ones there, I think.
Yeah. Howard, it'd be hard to play Sanu.
Jones, yeah, Sanu if you're stretching, but I don't like it too much. I'd probably even start Gabriel over Sanu.
All right. Anything else? All righty.
Go Bears.
Pittsburgh Steelers at Cleveland.
Oh, boy.
Right? This is going to be just a shit show, huh?
Yeah, so...
Just the Crow?
And I'm not even... I know everybody's up on the Crow a whole lot. I'm not even up on him that much.
It's their only weapon. Everybody knows they're going to do it. They don't.
Their
even,
only weapon.
They don't even have Osweiler anymore. The pick machine.
And they got rid of Terrell Pryor, too, right? That's
yeah,
where he
he's
was
on,
last
he's
year.
A,
yeah, he was like their only other...
He could have played quarterback for him.
He did that one game, didn't he?
He definitely threw a couple passes.
I thought he might have started even the one game, whatever.
RG3 coming back.
Maybe. Who knows? What, DeSean Kizer? I guess that'll be...
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Kizer.
Yeah.
Kizer to Britt.
Yike. That's kind of tough, huh? Yeah, I don't know if you can... You can go anywhere, but kind of the obvious Steelers there, and you play Crow, I guess, because you drafted him, if you did, and you hope he does something.
Yeah, ouch. Right. I see a big game for Ben.
You think so?
Big game for Ben.
I mean...
There's your contest for QB1 right there.
Yeah.
Beat him up Browns.
Touchdown to Brown, touchdown to Bryant, maybe one to Bell on a... Little dump off or something.
A dump off. This might be
a
contestant for our
20-some-point game.
This might be a shoe-in.
Oh, yeah. This could definitely be the
Rex
Ryan shoe-in for sure. We forgot all about that.
Well, I didn't forget.
I know Rex has been busy. You have to get
off-season.
Of him. Yeah, he's working for ESPN now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Big fat guy working at ESPN.
He slimmed down. Well. From his peak, at least.
From his peak. All right, Baltimore at Cincinnati.
Yeah, I guess there's no reason to talk about that other game anymore, huh?
What? I think I got Baltimore by a field goal here.
By a field goal. Ditka by a field goal.
Let's see. We both read.
I don't even
mixing it up with the Cincinnati. Running game.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like everybody thinks Mixon's going to be the guy, but I think it's going to be by committee, and expectations have to be tempered, don't you think? I think it almost puts them all to a flex. And
I guess maybe the only one I could elevate would be Hill because he was the starter last year.
And still, it was about a split, and he didn't do very well
either.
He
didn't do very well.
Yeah, so it makes it tough until we see how it's going to shake out, you know. I think it drops Mixon to a flex.
They still got LaFell over there?
As far as I know, but...
So AJ and LaFell?
I don't even know that. I'm not seeing his name here, so I thought you said you pulled up a depth chart. Yeah. Mike Wallace and Jeremy Maclin?
And Maclin, I see him.
Did they end up there? Wow, okay, there we go. Yeah, so LaFell must be somewhere else because I don't see him.
Huh.
But I don't like any other receivers but AJ Green there too much.
Yeah, it's
kind of a reach. It's going to be
stretching.
A gamble. But I guess, yeah, I would keep an eye on Maclin. Mike Wallace hasn't really – he just hasn't done anything since – his early years, it seems like. If I had to go with one of those, I'd go Maclin.
But yeah, I like Maclin. I guess
Ravens. I don't know anything about their wide receivers.
What, Pierman?
Brashard Perriman.
Perriman.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, and
not a chance. Not a chance.
That's what she said.
I mean, I don't even know if I want that guy on my bench.
Right.
Terrence West. I think he's starting him because that's the obvious start until he fucks it up.
I'm not too huge on him, especially with all the other running backs there. But yeah, I think he's a reasonable start.
This could be a mediocre game, you know that?
That's what I think, yeah. Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker by
kind of have a high score over there.
Is that my kicker?
I think so, yeah. Tyler Eifert, it'll be
Eifert.
If he's healthy and on, he's a top tight end, just a touchdown machine, so something to watch there. I think it looks like Danny Woodhead is gonna play, so always an interesting flex.
One of our favorites.
Right.
Yeah, I think Eifert's playing, so I think that's the maybe if you got him, you're playing him.
Yeah.
Because you probably don't have anything better than that, tight end-wise.
Dalton's tough. What do you think about Dalton?
Nope.
All right.
Philly at the go-fuck-yourself Redskins.
Washington Redskins.
I'm excited for this game. Cousins lighting them up.
Even spread on this.
I got Washington by one.
Okay.
Or wait, no. Washington by one.
Somebody. I like it.
I get confused when they switch.
Yeah, I've got it even with both of an implied total of 23.8.
I'm excited for this game because I think the Redskins are going to fuck them up.
I hope so.
I don't.
Who's going to do the damage over there?
Fat Rob.
You think so?
And Pryor. Cousins has the Cousins. There's another top three.
Pryor over Crowder?
Yes. Crowder's playing, by the way. He said in a statement.
Some chowder down there.
He said, despite all the bullshit, I'm playing.
I like it.
I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Pryor, too.
Yeah, see.
That Jet
in
sweep.
A good offense.
The Jet sweep.
Not in Cleveland.
Not in Cleveland.
Yeah, right. No, I'm excited to see that, too. I'm excited to see Cousins, see what he brings.
The problem I've got with Cousins is I think he's probably going to throw a pick. The Eagles D.
He always throws a pick.
It's something to talk about. They have that special teams, you know.
But I feel like Kirk Cousins is always a pretty solid
quarterback. 400 yards?
Yeah, right. Like, he's always.
He's going to light it up. Fat Rob going to get that end zone work.
Yeah.
Should be a good game.
Yeah, I hope Fat Rob does. I think I'm playing him.
I'm worried about
Jordan Reed. What do you think? Bust?
Well, let's see. He usually starts out strong.
Yeah, until he starts getting beat up.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I guess if you've got him, you're playing him now. Otherwise, you're not going to be playing him later.
Yeah, I suppose that's that's a good point. Play him before he gets injured.
And everybody's down on Blunt. I bet, I got him at 12 at least, and that's just
Blunt.
I got Blunt at 12.
Whoa.
60 yards and a touchdown?
60 and a touchdown, huh? I think he's, if he gets anything, it's just going to be some goal line duty. I think he's going to be...
Him and Sprawls?
I don't think they'll be used in the same way at all. Like, Blunt would be the just...
Downhill runner.
If they need 2 yards at the goal line, you know, put him and have him bust through, but Sprawls would be... You know, gadgetry and stuff. But I kind of feel like Blunt's going to be like very few yards, under 50, maybe a touchdown. I could see him being 6 points or less.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what, Jeffrey gets the touchdown? Jeffrey gets the points?
I'm...
Ertz?
Maybe. I'm not up on the Eagles. I don't.
All right.
I'm not up on Wentz too much. I don't think any Eagles are going to have great games.
Speaking of great games, New York at Buffalo.
Yeah, the New York football Jets.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
Jets.
Whoa, Buffalo going to just destroy this game.
Yeah, wow.
I told you my philosophy. The Jets' offense is going to be so bad.
Somewhat surprising that the Bills are favored by 9.5. I mean, they got a new coach, and I guess whatever
McCoy,
they got some weapons, but yeah, that's
McCoy.
About it. Tyrod Taylor was, I mean, I suppose he's all right, but he wasn't like lighting things on fire, like. So I just don't.
Right, I see him in 200 yards, a touchdown,
one passing, maybe one rushing. That's what I think Taylor's fantasy value was his ability to
run a touchdown in. Yeah. McCoy, I think I don't know why everybody thinks that he's not going to be the guy.
Everybody thinks he's not going to be the guy? Who
right.
thinks that?
Everybody's talking like he's going to have a down year. I don't see it.
I haven't heard anybody say that.
They're going to ride the fuck out of him.
Yeah, that's all I've heard. I mean, he was like the top. He's like the third drafted running back overall.
Right.
That seems up to me.
He's going to light it up this year, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you were listening to some bad info that somebody was down on him.
120 yards, two touchdowns?
Possible.
Well, they got Jordan Matthews over there. Who else do they got?
I don't see this game being too high scoring.
Jordan Matthews?
More of a struggle of a comedy of errors.
And Andre Holmes. I don't know. I think Tyrod's out there. Something to prove.
Yeah, you think he and Zay Jones are going to light it up?
I think he's going to be dumping it off to McCoy.
I just think there's only so much you can do that. And even if it is 120 yards and two touchdowns, I think that'll be the majority of their offense then. And there'll be a lot of three and outs sprinkled in on both sides.
Powell, the only guy you can play for the Jets?
Yeah. Yep.
McCown, the quarterback?
I guess
over
Forte,
there?
Maybe, but I think it's going to be Powell. I don't think you play McCown unless you're really in trouble, but at this point in the season, there's got to be somebody better.
All righty. Arizona, Detroit.
I'm down on Arizona, except for
David
Johnson, I think. I feel like everybody's kind of getting old. Be interesting.
Should have been out of the game years ago.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Palmer holds up this year.
Oh, man. He's going to throw a pick for sure.
Yeah. Get sacked.
David Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, I guess Fitzgerald he seems to produce, but
I had him last year and it was like so tough to play him.
Yeah, I don't have a high ceiling on him ever, like 6 to 10 maybe.
Ouch. Yeah, he's not I don't
right.
If you got him, I mean, flexing him, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about Stafford, the highest-paying quarterback?
Wow.
Over the next 5 years.
I still almost can't believe that. I got to, like, see the papers. Who would be that dumb? I mean, he always has the chance to get you a lot of fantasy points. He's going to throw the ball a lot, and he's got the chance to put up a lot of yards and some touchdowns.
I like Arizona's D here.
Yeah, and Arizona has a good D. So I think with staff, you're just rolling dice. I don't like it. I wouldn't really want to do it. But if you're like riding Jameis Winston or something, and you know, now he's going to be out. So it's like, I got to find somebody, maybe Stafford, right?
The money man. Mr. Money Stafford.
At Money Stafford.
I got Ambira Abdullah.
Yeah, I like Abdullah.
I'm playing him in the Flizzax.
Yeah.
Who's Stafford throwing to? Tate?
Golden Tate, Marvin
Golden
Jones.
Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
What a great name, Marvin Jones.
And let's see, Patrick Peterson, that cornerback in Arizona. Real good, you know, he's like...
Oh, yeah, I've got him listed as a fucking all-star.
Aqib Talib, you know, that level. So he'll shut down somebody over there, right? Whether it's Tate or
Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like this for the fucking...
Yeah, I really just like David Johnson, I guess. If you got to start Stafford or Palmer, who do you go with?
Damn. Palmer. I don't like it.
I think I go Stafford.
I guess I'm leaning towards Stafford.
I'm rolling the dice on some garbage on a time. Big game of lot, you know, lots of, yeah. Yeah, some garbage time.
A lot of bullshit.
But I don't see the Cardinals being that far ahead. I just don't see their where their offensive firepower comes from to get them there. Oh, well.
Oakland.
Hey, Oakland's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, this is going to be a real exciting game. I'm excited to watch this.
Got just about an even spread on this one, too. Tennessee by point.
Two? I got Tennessee by two.
I got him by one.
Mariota, you're playing him?
I mean, I'm not, but I don't have him on my team, so. But I think he'll have a solid game. I see this as being more of a shootout than a defensive battle, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, well, you know, they got Khalil Mack over there. He could shut down that run game. So
that's
definitely,
true.
I definitely
that's
could see
true.
A,
that, he's a beast. I forgot.
I definitely could see this turning into a shootout.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I mean, Mariota's not scared to sling it around.
Oh, definitely. Sling it.
And Carr.
I think here's another candidate for a big game. Carr.
Carr. Yeah, I could see it. Definitely, I can do
three,
yeah.
three touchdowns.
Three touchdowns.
350 yards.
350. I think that's pushing it. Maybe 250.
Marshawn Lynch. What do you think? Yes or no?
I'd be starting him, but
I'm excited to watch
love
this
beast
game.
Mode.
That's who I wanted to get. That's who I was targeting for my running backs.
Did you get him?
No.
No. Yeah. Love beast mode. I hope he has a good season.
Carson.
Not against me though.
Carr's having three touchdowns. You think Amari Cooper gets one of them?
If Carr throws three touchdowns, yeah, I think Cooper has one and Crabtree. And then maybe something we don't see, something we don't expect.
Tennessee.
Maybe just two touchdowns. I think that sounds more realistic. Carr, two touchdowns, 275, 19 points, something like that. Other side.
Tennessee, what?
I like
Decker?
I like Rashard Matthews more
Rashard.
Than Decker. But I don't think Decker's a bad start either, though. I don't have him as one of my top tier, but he just seems to have a penchant for catching touchdown passes.
Touchdown passes.
Right?
That's what he did at Minnesota.
Always catching a touchdown pass and at Denver and at New York.
Yeah, so that's what. New York. Until he got hurt.
He was all they had. Well, a couple years back.
Anunua.
Yeah,
and
Brandon Marshall
and BM was sucking hard.
But there a couple years ago, they weren't terrible.
They weren't terrible,
right? I mean, now they're terrible.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm excited for that game. I hope I get to watch a lot of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else on that one?
I can't think anything. I think Delanie Walker's a good start. DeMarco Murray. Like you said, Khalil Mack. So maybe tempered expectations there a little bit. Don't really like either defense.
Yeah, I think that's the shootout caliber.
Yeah.
Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans.
Yike.
I got their defense, so I'm playing the defense.
Texans defense is probably a good play there, but I don't like too much else. Leonard Fournette, I suppose. Lamar Miller is probably a pretty solid start.
You got him, you're playing him.
Yeah, I guess DeAndre Hopkins, we're going to find out. But I've said it before, I don't like the other receivers there, and yeah, I mean,
they still have Fedorowicz?
Yeah, tight end. So I mean, I'm not playing him until I see something. I think there's probably better options. I'd even play Kittle over him, maybe.
Whoa, yeah, that'd be fun,
right?
To play Kittle though.
Why not?
Why not? This should just be an ugly game, huh? Texans defense.
Texans D, yeah,
and Miller.
and Leonard Fournette. But I'm down on Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. I mean, it's can you build and rely on a team based on garbage time, you know? And do you want to?
And do you want to is right? The thing. Do you want to build a bunch of losers that win a fantasy team? You know, it just doesn't seem likely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Miami game is canceled.
Yep.
So we got another
week off for Cutler.
The 405 game, Indianapolis at the LA Rams.
Yeah, we actually talked quite a bit about this game in our last show because
down on TY.
Yeah, and we just saw that thing. What, he's got 2 touchdowns in the last 10 games without luck.
Scott Tolzien is not the guy.
Yeah, 20% chance of a touchdown there. So I mean, that's got to take TY down to
0.6.
I mean, 60 yards or something. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's probably got a floor of like 5 and a ceiling of 12 to 13. Yeah, so
yeah, 13 seems like a stretch.
Yeah, I'm not too up on him there.
Gurley or Gore? How about that one?
I guess I'd just have to go Gurley. I don't think Gore's a bad start. Sometimes at some point he's going to fall off, but like we said, he has double digits in like almost all of his game last year. So
right. I'm not playing Tolzien. I'm not playing golf. I'm not playing Keenum.
Nobody's playing Tolzien.
I'm not playing golf. Not playing Keenum. You play Sammy Watkins, Nick?
I wouldn't.
Jack Doyle.
I think he's somebody to have on your bench. Yeah, I'm not playing anybody that Tolzien's thrown to. I'm not playing Moncrief, Hilton, Doyle, any of those guys.
Whoa.
And yeah, I think Sammy Watkins is about the only one I could look at on the Rams except for Gurley. I don't really like anybody. Vinatieri, I think.
Kicker.
They might get him within range a couple times. But
Tavon,
yeah,
Austin.
Probably not have a great. Yeah, I mean, he's a playmaker. He can make something happen, but it's boom or bust, right?
Yeah. Touchdown dependent.
Yeah. And everybody's saying Cooper Kupp, that rookie receiver there at LA. So maybe just somebody to keep an eye on. I wouldn't. That's like deep sleeper. But
say you add him to your bench.
Yeah, maybe at least somebody to watch for waivers next week.
425 game, Carolina at 49ers.
Yeah, see what Cam's got.
The Sinclair 49ers.
The Sinclair.
Isn't that where they play? LeClaire?
St. Clair? I think that's where Bone Thugs are from, but it's something like that.
Hoyer, right?
He's going to be the starter for at least a game.
Maybe Kittle just for fun? Not really.
Yeah, if
Carlos Hyde is the only buddy you can play. People were talking about Garcon?
Carlos Hyde. Yeah, I mean, I guess he's going to be the receiver there, huh?
Garbage time for that?
Yeah, we'll see.
How about this one? Greg Olsen or Kelvin Benjamin?
Well, I mean, one's a tight end, one's a receiver.
Correct.
So if I had Greg Olsen, I'd probably play him as my tight end, and that'd be that.
So but, no Benjamin.
I mean, I can't play Benjamin as my tight end. I'd probably play him as a wide receiver or a flex. But
you couldn't play Greg Olsen as a flex.
I just generally don't play a tight end as a flex. I don't carry 2 tight ends that are going to be like, oh, I'm going to play this one as my flex because I have another tight end in. Like, I don't have a second tight end that's going to be better than like a third wide receiver running back I have.
Fair enough.
So it's just not something that I think about. If I had to, I think Kelvin Benjamin there is going to score more points. But for me, that's not a – I just don't think tight ends generally compete with running backs or wide receivers unless it's like Gronk, Jimmy Graham back in the day, you know, Julius Thomas in those years, but right now there's nobody that I would play two tight ends with.
Right, I got Kelce and Rudolph, so they're just.
Would you ever play both of them? Like, the only time I could ever see is if I had like Gronk and Jimmy Graham or something, but you'd have to have a really interesting draft for
right,
that situation.
Yeah. That's very highly unlikely.
Right. So I don't know. But I think Olsen, I don't know. I think he's starting to reach the twilight of his career, and like his numbers aren't going to be as good as a couple years ago. I think they're down a pretty decent little bit last year. I feel like that's going to keep going this year. And yeah.
Big game for Cam?
Nah, I wouldn't say big, but I'd say all right.
200 yards, touchdown?
Yeah, at least one. I put him at, but I think he might like throw a pick or fumble or something. I think he'll end up somewhere around 16, 17 points. Standard scoring.
McCaffrey, your boy.
It's going to be fun to see what happens.
It should be exciting.
Yeah.
Watching him run in some of those preseason games were exciting.
Yeah, I think
he's got that little explosive power.
He's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be, I mean, that's a fun start. If you drafted him, you know what you're getting into. You're hoping that he makes some big stuff happen. I don't think he's going to, you know, he's not going to be that every down running back that's just like hand off, go up the middle, but
right.
It's going to be like all kinds of crazy stuff. It'd be fun to watch.
Right.
So I think you can start Stewart there too. Obviously he's not going to be like a, you know, a running back one or whatever, but reasonable amount of carries and stuff, and probably good flex start or something. RB2, especially if you had Jay Ajayi or somebody like that. Now you're, or Jaquizz Rodgers.
You got anything else for that one?
Carolina defense.
Yeah, maybe.
Against Hoyer, I think I like any defense against Hoyer generally. I'm going to be good for at least one pick and a couple sacks.
Yeah, I suppose anybody against the 49ers, Jets.
At least the 49ers now.
Browns.
Until we see. Yeah.
All right. Seattle at Green Bay. I'm excited for this game.
That should be a good game.
Eddie Lacy and Rawls. Shooting it out for position.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, I'm excited. I wish I had both those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
Starks will come back.
That should be a good game. That's a rematch of that, what, NFC Championship game a couple years ago where
the
Packers really fucked up.
Really fumbled the ball there.
Yeah, that was great. Oh, boy.
Doug Baldwin, I got him. I'm playing him.
You're playing him, yeah. Everybody's saying he's the guy. It'll be interesting to see.
I don't know, man. I see
somebody's got to do it.
70 yards and a touchdown for Baldwin. That's all
That's
I
reasonable.
See.
That's reasonable. I think if I was a Baldwin owner, I would be very happy with that.
Russell, two touchdowns, 300 yards?
No, not 300 yards. He never throws 300 yards. He throws like 200 and runs like 50.
Anybody else?
Packers, what? Who's that other receiver? Devontae
Cobb?
Adams?
Cobb and Adams.
Who do you play of those two? Or you bench them both?
I guess I like Adams just on the high chance.
He had
a high chance for that post pattern he likes to run.
Right.
When Jordy Nelson runs the streak, leaves Adams open in the post.
What do you expect from Montgomery?
I was going to ask you that. I don't know.
I don't like Montgomery.
People say that he's all fucked up.
I still don't feel like he's a real running back.
40 yards and he's low ceiling for the touchdown?
Yeah, I could see something like that. 5 points. I feel like that's what he got me the one of the times I started him last year and I had Rashard Matthews sitting on my bench with like 17. I'm sure it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Yeah.
I'm not up on T.Y. You can get hopefully you got value on him. That's what I'm saying.
Ty. He's Ty.
Ty.
T.Y.'s the other guy.
Oh, look at his name. It just says T.Y. Montgomery.
That's how you spell Ty.
Ty.
Right? Like, if somebody was named Ed, you wouldn't call him E.D. Right?
Maybe you would.
Names can have two letters.
I'm excited to watch Aaron Rodgers play.
Yeah.
Ready for him to bounce around in the pocket and throw a bomb.
You would assume Aaron Rodgers is going to put up some good numbers for you. Seems like he always hovers around 25 or so when he's having good games.
Yeah.
When he's, healthy and on and everything, which you would sort of assume he will be for this game. That's what I'd look for him to put up numbers in the 20s for you. And yeah, I like Jordy Nelson. I guess if you drafted Montgomery, you're starting him. I don't like it too much, but see what happens. It's a tough situation there in Seattle with the running backs. I'm glad.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not messing around with that.
You know what Carroll said, it's going to be wait and see.
Yeah. So.
Balding all day.
Yeah.
New York.
What about Seattle defense? You bench them? Because, they're one of the defenses that generally, gets drafted. And
I don't know. I'm kind of down on their defense.
I would be against Green Bay, too. That would have been a good...
I'm kind of down on their defense overall.
That's a good one.
Like, how long are they going to stay the Legion of Boom?
Right.
People scoop come and go.
Scoop up that Rams defense if they're still around.
Yeah, because you expect Rodgers to light them up.
Right?
I mean...
That would be one. Yeah, I'd be looking for a streamer if I had drafted Seattle D, which I think a lot of people did.
Yeah, the defense is kind of weird this year. I don't know. I'm not sure who's gonna really emerge. Because look at the Patriots and the Chiefs D, both negative, right?
Right. Yeah. Let's see. Seahawks are owned 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
So somebody's probably playing them.
Rams are at 32, so they've jumped a little bit after that first bye week. After everybody heard our episode,
everybody was listening. All right. Anything else?
That's all I got for that game.
The game I know you will be watching very closely. New York, Dallas, the night game, Sunday night.
New York football Giants. Yeah, I assume you'll be watching that closely, too.
Well, I'll be listening.
As my Cowboys put up numbers on you.
That's right. You got the whole Cowboy team.
I got the squad.
Wow, let's see. What do we got? Dak, Ezekiel, and Brian.
And Bailey. Yeah.
Right? Those are the guys to play. What, I heard somebody say Cole Beasley's name. I feel like that's a joke.
If you're stretching for a wide receiver because you're out, a Landry or an Evans or somebody like that, and you didn't have anybody else, I could see Cole Beasley. You've always liked him in previous years. What are you talking about?
I don't like him anymore.
You don't like him anymore.
I like Dez Bryant always, healthy.
So, anybody else over there? Just that's the only receiver over there?
We're kind of down on Witten.
Yeah, Witten's getting old. I mean, did he catch like 2 touchdowns last year maybe? So,
let me look at the depth chart here for a second for
Giants. This here says Witten to open the season always has a good game versus the Giants.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it, huh?
Paul Perkins? Shane Vereen?
I'm staying away from the
Dark
Giants
one.
Backfield. I'm staying away from their
that
backfield.
That sounds like a shithole.
Yeah.
Maybe Flex Perkins?
I'm staying away from their backfield. I don't see any of them having more than 5, 6.
They'll
be like 3 guys with 40 yards and one with like 13 yards and a touchdown.
And then if fucking Odell doesn't play, I guess it's just Shepard.
Brandon Marshall.
Now, did they get Dwayne Allen? Is that what we talked about?
No, they traded Dwayne Allen. Or no. He went to New England.
Oh, he's at New England.
Yeah. Their tight end is that, Evan Ingram? I think he's a rookie, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. People were talking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You go Brandon Marshall or Sterling Shepard?
Shepard.
I think I go Marshall.
Oof, man. This should be an entertaining game. You know, the Giants beat him twice last year.
This says Sterling Shepard reached 70 yards just twice all of 2016 and now has larger competition for targets with Ingram and Marshall.
Yeah, I don't.
It's got to be tough.
It'll be an uphill battle for sure. If anybody could do it, it's Eli Manning.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, I got to like all my Cowboys. I know that they struggle against the Giants, but I think Dak.
I think the high score in this game is Ezekiel. I think Ezekiel fucking, he's like, look.
Or Dak. I think they'll both be around 20.
I think Zeke will flex on this motherfucking game.
I hope
Sunday
so.
Sunday night, everybody's going to be watching it. He's like,
gonna
yeah.
He's going to be pissed about his suspension
yeah.
shit.
He's going to be like, look, if you're listening to the fucking podcast, you'd know that I wasn't going to be suspended, and then you could have drafted me higher. You're going to be pissed about his stock.
I hope so. I'm starting him. I know I'm starting him, and looks like I'm starting him all season. Got some value at pick 15.
Value. Yeah, right?
Right.
You're able to get who you really wanted.
Mike Evans and Zeke, I'll take it.
It's a hell of a split.
Hell of a split. That's two top 10 picks.
Monday night?
What do we got?
New Orleans at Minnesota.
That should be fun.
Should be entertaining.
Who's that?
Sam?
Broken collarbone!
Bradford.
What do you think about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. I don't know. What do you think? Bradford worth a start?
I think he's going to start somewhere. Somewhere, somebody's starting him. Somebody's starting him somewhere.
This game should be kind of high scoring, don't you think?
Yeah. At least, you know, New Orleans Saints kind of shitty on the road. I'm excited to watch AP.
Yeah, see if he comes out with something to prove. A little chip on his shoulder.
Old chippers.
I mean, he might just be happy to be out of Minnesota.
Well, like you know, I think he's going to light it up.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how they use him. I think he's a good start. And Ingram.
Drew Brees, what do you think? 300 yards, two touchdowns?
That sounds about right. One pick.
You playing Ingram if you got him?
Yeah, I think so. I think I could play either one of them, and I don't know if I could play both of them on my team, but maybe.
You got Dalvin Cook playing him?
Oh, you know it. I think Dalvin's going to have a good game, even though we made fun of him like our first week for his interesting name.
Maybe they meant to put Kevin.
Calvin.
Calvin?
Calvin.
The name maybe, the name just looks backwards.
Maybe it was supposed to be Calvin Duke, and he's dyslexic. Calvin Big Duke.
Big Duke. Duke's loaf.
Duke loaf. Whoa.
Back is broken.
Whoa. Even Tyson jumped in on that one.
Spinal.
Duke loaf.
Calvin the Duke loaf.
All right, we got to pull it together. Excuse me. Pardon. I don't even know. I think I was trying to say Stephon Diggs, and I came out
loaf.
Just came out Dalvin Loaf.
Whoa. Yeah, I think Diggs is a good start. I don't know what to
I was gonna
expect
say, you think, you
from
think flex.
Him, really.
I think you can flex that until you see what's going on over there, right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, if you, I mean, yeah, flex is, yeah. If you got something better, I suppose you could, but obviously he's talented. It's just going to be what
they
happens. I mean, and Thielen, you know, Thielen really stole
the end
some
of the
work,
season.
Yeah, so that's the other thing there. But, yeah, I guess I think you could start either one of those, actually, and just you hope for something good to happen.
Who's the other running back over there?
I don't think you can play any other running backs at Minnesota.
Latavius Murray?
I think until you see what happens, I think it's going to be Dalvin. I think he's just a handcuff. And what, I guess, the other question really is Michael Thomas.
All right.
And is he going to do what everybody's saying?
Can he get 80 yards and a touchdown? Saints pass heavy.
He's going to be matched up with Xavier Rhodes, allowed just 5.7 yards per target in coverage, fifth best in the league.
So then Snead suspended. So then we got Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn.
That's who makes us who we are.
That's what makes him who we is.
We'll have to see if we can find that clip.
I tried. It's hard. But I check my Facebook on this day, every day, and I posted it somewhere. So I think one of these days. Got to be during football season, right?
One of these days. It's
I'll at least have the exact quote, and then maybe I can find it.
It's intense. It's an amazing quote. Then we got one final game Monday night, which I will be watching extremely closely.
I bet you will.
Chargers, Denver.
The Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers.
Thank God it's not going to be in their midget stadium.
All right.
Gordon all day. 100 yards, touchdown.
You think so? I don't know. I think last year was a fluke. I think he goes back to his two-year-ago production.
Keenan Allen? Drafted
Keenan him. Allen also goes back to his good production. He steals all of Gordon's work. No, I don't know. Yeah, I think Gordon should have a pretty good game. I don't see him being as good as he was last year. But, I mean, he was kind of spectacular numbers last year.
I'm benching Rivers.
Yeah. I
don't like Keenan Allen.
So who's the receiver to play over there?
I guess it'd be the Williams. Terrell Williams is he's not going to be matched up with Talib Aquib.
What? With who?
Whatever that guy's name is. Quali?
Talib Quali? The rapper?
Quali?
Akeem Talib,
there it is. Hakim.
I think the other one is Kanye's buddy.
Kanye West?
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you play Seaman?
No. There's got to be somebody better.
Just Thomas, then?
Thomas
and CJ?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe CJ. Osweiler.
I don't,
Osweiler's
I,
back
I don't
over
like
there.
CJ, but I suppose, yeah.
Maybe Osweiler get a play again. I'm excited.
He's ready.
That could be exciting. He remembers ready. The playbook.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not up on their passing game, I guess.
Jordan Norwood.
That's a good name.
I know. I just saw that. I had to say it.
I don't know what to think about this game.
The only person I can play like for the Chargers is
gonna be
Melvin Gordon. And the only people I can fathom playing are defense, CJ, and Demaryius.
Yeah. I think you can flip a coin
Sanders.
With Thomas and Sanders almost. Yeah. Even last year, they were pretty darn even. We'd have to look at their numbers, but
probably like 40 and 50.
Yeah, right. Like, How about Gates or Hunter Henry? What do you do over there?
You know, I think
Hunter Henry probably gets probably the yards and Gates gets the touchdown.
You probably didn't draft.
They both end up at like
Hunter,
eight.
So you probably got Gates, and that's who you wanted to play. He's like looking for that touchdown thing, whatever record he's got, searching for.
It says that each of them had a TE1 scoring game versus Denver a year ago. So in the two games.
So this might be the game for him.
The game to play one or.
I would go with Gates then.
Right. I suppose whoever you have is probably a pretty solid look at tight end in this game.
He's getting the touchdowns.
Yeah, it looks like that's where it might
go. And you know how I feel about Monday night. They're on TV.
Stakes are raised.
They're on TV.
Yeah.
Expect, you know, I
think this will be a low-scoring game.
For Chargers, yes.
I think for both, because for the Chargers, because of the Denver D, and Denver scoring low because their offense can't get it going.
Well, you know, I think they can always give it to... I think they'll be able to give it to Jamal Charles, and he'll be able to get running.
You were just saying CJ. Now you're saying Jamal Charles?
Well, I think Charles is the...
That's JC.
CJ is the guy, but I think Charles is going to have a breakout.
So who would you play?
Well, it's either JC or CJ, right?
I'm asking.
I think Anderson gets the yards and Charles gets a touchdown.
So which would you play? Who would you play?
I guess in that case, I would have to go with JC.
Really had to beat that out of you.
Beat it out of you. Anything else on this game? So that's a September 11th game.
Maybe kickers?
Yeah, I like kickers in Denver.
Right. I think that's all I can really think
that's
of.
That's all I can think of, yeah. Well, that wraps up the big show portion of the big show.
We did it.
It's been done.
Under an hour.
I told you. We could do this. We just got to believe. Stay on task.
Just barely.
I didn't see anything major.
We major. What? Chiefs Eric Berry out for the season. So that
Chiefs D is a little
Chiefs
staggered.
D, yeah.
Crowder, I think I said that he's playing.
Chowda.
Make sure you pull your Tampa Bay and your Miami players.
Yeah.
I think we can end on this note.
Works for me.
Kept it under an hour. Big show. How about that?
How about that?
There it is.
Took me a second.
Gosh, I'm not seeing anything else. I guess, like we said, I'd like to say it again, you know, the Rams thing. The Rams D against the Colts.
Really ram it.
Really, really ram it.
What does that mean?
It means that they're going to ram it. I'm still kind of shocked, like you said, about the Patriots, man.
It was a shocker.
The old shocker. Well, that's my old move. yeah, I'm
your
adult.
Old move.
Old, yeah, the bus stop. I want to
know
move.
The new move.
The bus stop is the new move, or the minivan. Excuse me.
The minivan.
There it is. Two in the front, five in the back.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
The bus stop.
Amendola's out with concussion.
The bus has a lot more than five in the back.
Well, what do you think? Amendola will get that extra day, won't he?
I just still think he'll be out a week.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I guess technically he'd get an extra 3 days or whatever. But his history with injuries, like he sits a week.
Alrighty. Well, that's all I got. Hit us up on Twitter, of course. We'll be blasting Sid Starts, answering questions all weekend. All day Sunday, definitely. GFF _ podcast. Look for us on Facebook, GangstaFantasyFootballPodcast.net.
Yeah. About to give away some T-shirts.
Yeah, T-shirts are gonna happen.
Fuck yeah!
I think I've got my first order filled.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we just gotta get them, you know, designed.
Just gotta get them made.
Finish getting them made. All right. Well, on that note, I think we can call it. I'm Stephen Barbara,
Nikki G,
Gangsta Fantasy Football Podcast, signing off.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.